Mark Tadubin, hello friend, and greetings once again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're having a Bible study together concerning the Trinity of Almighty God. We're talking about new birth blessings, and the blessings that become ours when we put our faith and trust in Jesus, when we accept Him as Savior. In the last two or three broadcasts, we've been talking about the wisdom of God, and how that the world, by earthly wisdom, did not know God and does not know God. But it's through the wisdom of God that He has, through salvation, made known to the child of God true wisdom, eternal wisdom, and has helped us to realize how Satan is the master of deception, and how that earthly wisdom under Satan's control leads people away from Jesus Christ and from the knowledge of the truth. And this is one reason our old world is in the condition it's in, with so much chaos, so much heartache, so much suffering, so much death and murder and all kinds of immorality and wickedness. It's because the world is deceived by Satan and is following Satan, who is the god of this world. But, beloved, the word of truth is still presented through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. He has saved individuals to be a light and a testimony for the true and the living God. Jesus told His disciples, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But He told them, I'm going away, and you will be the light of the world. You will be the one to reveal the truth to mankind and to draw men to Me, the light of the world. And so we're to let Christ be seen in and through our lives. And so here in John, we're in John again, John 14, 15, 16, and 17, talking about this wonderful truth of the Trinity and the various truths that are taught by the Lord Jesus here to His disciples just a few hours before He would be arrested and then taken to the old rugged cross to die for the sins of mankind. And so in verse 33 of John 16, Jesus has been preparing them for His departure. He's been telling them that He was going to leave them, and that He would send the Holy Spirit, who would be the Comforter, that would come to infill them, to indwell them, to represent Jesus living in them, and to enable us to be a witness and testimony for Him. And so in verse 33, He says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in Me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Yes, beloved, in the world the believer's going to have trouble, because Satan is the god of this world system. And under his control, he's a master at deception, he's a liar, he's the father of lies. We're told over in the Gospel of John here, in John chapter 8 and verse 44, here Jesus was speaking to a religious crowd. He said, "You're of your father the devil, the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He murdered mankind when He deceived Adam and Eve and led them into sin, and the wages of sin is death. So He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in Him. When He speaketh a lie, He speaketh of His own, for He is a liar and the father of it." That's Satan, beloved. That's who he is. Jesus unmasked the devil. Jesus opened up and revealed who Satan really is, and how that he is a master at deception and lying. And so the Lord Jesus says, these things, these truths have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you're going to have trouble, because the world's going to hate you. It hated me, it's going to hate you. But be of good cheer, I've conquered, I've overcome the world. I've walked in righteousness, and I have given the Holy Spirit. I'm giving Him to you. When I leave, I'll send Him. He'll indwell and empower and strengthen you and enable you to be true to me. Verse 1 of chapter 17, these words Jesus spake, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father. And here we see the Lord Jesus praying to God the Father. We're told over in the book of 1 Peter that we should follow in his steps, that Christ was our example. And if he sought his need to pray to God the Father when he was sinless and without sin, certainly you and I, who know the Lord as our Savior and have been redeemed and have been made pure and clean in our spirit, we too should talk to and commune with and fellowship with our Heavenly Father. And so Jesus said to, he said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And he was speaking about his death on the cross and asking the Father to take what he was going to do, to use it for his glory and for his praise. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. And Jesus was given power over all flesh. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power, all authority has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ by God the Father. As thou hast given me power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Now notice that. God the Father was giving to the Lord Jesus those who would put their faith and trust in him, would accept him as Savior, would be born again into the family of God. Now, beloved, I'm one of those that was given to God the Father, and if you're a believer, you're one of them that was given to God the Father, or to the Son by God the Father, to believe in the Lord Jesus, to accept him as Savior, and to be born again. The hour is come, and so as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And, beloved, Jesus said in John 14:6, we've already read it, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so it's through knowing Jesus Christ that we know the Father, that we come to the Father, and he is eternal life, and Jesus himself is eternal life. And so, beloved, we see the Trinity, we see the oneness, we see the unity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are one. And if you possess one, you possess all three. And so he says, I have glorified thee on the earth, speaking of the Lord Jesus, to God the Father. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. If you remember, when Christ died on the cross, he said, it is finished, and he gave up his spirit. He yielded himself to the Father. He finished the work that God the Father gave him to do. And now, beloved, the work has been given to us who know Jesus as Savior, to be a witness, a testimony, an example of the believer before the world, that the world might see Christ in and through us. Verse 5, And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. You see, beloved, Jesus had glory with the Father before the world was. Jesus was with the Father before the world was. Jesus is the one that God the Father used to create the world. It was through the Lord Jesus Christ that the world was created. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And who is this one whose name is the Word? Verse 14 tells us, the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, who is God's only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 17 of John 1 tells us that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so he tells us there in John 1:14, the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us, we beheld His glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. And so in verse 17, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we know who the Word is. The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was by Him that all things were created, both in heaven and in earth. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And so we see, He says, glorify Me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. He's speaking to concerning the 12 disciples. But, beloved, He's also speaking about us today, who have put our faith and trust in Jesus. It's through Christ that we have come to know God the Father and His love for us. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. The disciples belonged to the Father. The Father gave them to the Lord Jesus, and thus the disciples were obeying and keeping the word of God. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. And so He has taught us that all that He has is given to Him by the Father. And so we are given to Christ Jesus by the Father. And all things Jesus has are ours. Oh, what a glorious truth. Till next time, goodbye.